Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Coast Guard is revealing what it knew about that cargo ship before it crashed into a Baltimore bridge. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that rammed and collapsed Baltimore's Key Bridge underwent engine maintenance in port before the incident. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River.
The deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore.
Maryland State Police head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead, and once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 22-year-old man is in custody in Illinois after four people were killed and several others injured in a series of stabbing attacks. Rockford, Illinois Police Chief Carla Redd.
Words can't even express my thoughts right now. This is a pretty painstaking event. My heart goes out to the families right now who are suffering a loss.
No word yet on why the victims were attacked. Family and friends will gather Friday for the funeral of former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, a Democrat turned independent. He died yesterday after complications from a fall. He was 82. The Biden administration's announcing new steps to protect consumers who buy short-term health insurance plans that critics call junk insurance. Gas is up to about $3.54 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Doctors visiting a hospital in Gaza say they are shocked by what they've been seeing. The AP's Karen Shamas.
An international team of doctors visiting a hospital in Gaza are stunned by the situation of the injured, especially Palestinian children. The team of doctors perform surgery in Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. One of the team members, Tanya Haj Hassan, a pediatric doctor from Jordan, told the AP,
"It's catastrophic. There are so many injuries. They have overwhelmed the capacity of not just this hospital, but the entire healthcare system."
Haj Hassan described the death of a toddler from a brain injury caused by an Israeli airstrike. His cousin, an infant, is still fighting for her life, with part of her face blown off by the same strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Dow gained 477 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Trump classified documents case is mired in delays. Judge Aileen Cannon has not set a firm trial date for the case deriving from boxes of sensitive documents the FBI recovered from Donald Trump's Palm Beach estate. Legal maneuvering means the trial's start may be pushed past the presidential election. Defense motions to dismiss the case and disclose the names of government witnesses are still unresolved. Legal experts say Judge Cannon may be treading carefully after her appointment of an independent arbiter to sift through the documents was overturned by the 11th Circuit Appeals Court. Last week, Cannon asked both sides to weigh in on a proposed jury instruction. instructions that echoed a defense argument that Trump was entitled to retain the documents under the Presidential Records Act. Prosecutors want to move the case forward, citing public interest in a quick resolution and what they claim is overwhelming evidence, including surveillance video and testimony, that the former president hoarded classified material and obstructed justice. I'm Jennifer King.
The fight over how Walt Disney World is developed in the future following the takeover of the theme park resort's government by the Florida governor is over. Members of the board of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District approved the settlement agreement Wednesday, ending almost 2 years of litigation sparked by Governor Ron DeSantis' takeover of the district from Disney supporters following the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. Governor DeSantis.
I'm glad that they were able to do that settlement.
And he sees a big future with Universal expanding.
I think that they have things that they probably have opportunities to do to expand their footprint.
Audio courtesy WFTV, I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. James Harden had a double-double and got the last laugh after getting boos in his return to Philadelphia following last November's trade to Los Angeles. Harden had 16 points and 14 assists as the Clippers survived with a 108-107 win. Kawhi Leonard scored 17 and converted a three-point play with 15.1 seconds remaining to put the Clips on top for good. Paul George had a team-high 22 points and says he wasn't surprised by the cold reception for Harden.
Always going to be bad blood when a player decides to play elsewhere. And so, that was his decision. And we got his back through the process. We were able to come out and play.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Kevin Durant stuffed the stat sheet as the Suns held off the defending champion Nuggets. Correspondent Bruce Morton was on the scene in Denver.
Phoenix beat the Nuggets 104-97 to hand the defending champs a rare defeat. Suns coach Frank Vogel.
To get stops in transition has not been there of late in a lot of games, and that was the focal point of the Spirit of Film session yesterday. Our guys responded, held them to 5 fast break points.
Winners in 4 of 5, Phoenix was led by Kevin Durant, who sparkled at both ends of the floor with 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Denver, playing without injured guard Jamal Murray, has lost only 3 of its last 18 games, but 2 of those losses have come at home to the Suns. The Western Conference leading Nuggets are up by 1/2 game over Oklahoma City and Minnesota.
LeBron James had a triple-double with 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists in his return from an ankle injury as the Lakers, without Anthony Davis, powered past the Grizzlies 136-124.
It was good to be back out there with them and be able to, do a lot of things tonight to help us win.
Draymond Green was ejected less than 4 minutes into the Warriors' eventual 101-93 win over the Magic. It was Green's 4th ejection of the season and the first since his 16-game suspension by the NBA for his history of misconduct. Golden State coach Steve Kerr.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys stepping up.
Mitchell Robinson had 8 points and a pair of boards in his return after missing 50 games with an ankle injury in the Knicks' 145-101 rout of the Raptors. Miles McBride led the way with a career-high tying 29 points. More on the latest in sports coming up next.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Wednesday's NBA action, Jalen Green amassed 37 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Rockets shocked the Thunder 132-126 in overtime. The Timberwolves routed the Pistons 106-91. The Hornets surprised the Cavaliers 118-111. The Hawks were 120-106 winners over the Trailblazers. The Bulls down the Pacers 125-199. The Spurs survived the Jazz 118-111. And Cam Thomas and Jordan Poole had matching 38-point performances, but the Nets edged the Wizards 122-119 in OT. Off the court, the Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals are staying in the District of Columbia. A $515 million deal was announced after talks for a new arena that would have moved the teams to Virginia had ended. On the ice in the NHL, Braden Point and Andre Vasilevsky played the Heroes as the Lightning outlasted the Bruins in a matchup of Eastern Conference contenders. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
Point scored another goal, and the Lightning extended their point streak to 8 games by downing the Bruins 3-1. Point's 42nd goal of the season broke a second period tie.
Tonight was one of our more complete games. Good attention to detail.
Tampa Bay also received goals from Mitchell Chafee and Nikita Kucherov as the Bolts moved to 7-0-1 in their last 8. Andre Vasilevsky handled 23 shots for the Lightning.
Felt like playoff hockey out there. I know they were on back-to-back, but, you know, we took an advantage. And, I thought we were pretty solid.
Linus Ullmark stopped 28 shots, and Danton Heinen scored for the Bruins.
And in the only other game of the night, Shane Pinto had a goal and 3 assists as the Senators had goals from 6 different players in a 6-2 rout of the Sabres. Major League Baseball, David Rubenstein's purchase of the Baltimore Orioles has been unanimously approved by Major League owners. 2 of baseball's 15 home openers scheduled for Thursday have been postponed a day because of rainy forecasts. Pete Alonso and the Mets were scheduled to host the Brewers, while Bryce Harper and the Phillies were set to host the NL East rival Braves. And finally, catcher Will Smith and the Dodgers have agreed to a 10-year, $140 million contract, raising the team's spending to nearly $1.4 billion for 5 key players since December. NCAA President Charlie Baker is urging lawmakers in states with legal wagering on sporting events to ban betting on individual player performances. Prop bets allow gamblers to wager on statistics a player will accumulate during a game. Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland are among the states that have removed prop betting on college athletes. The American Gaming Association estimates $2.7 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament through legal sportsbooks. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.